AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden visits Arlington National Cemetery on this Memorial Day.
Remember those who gave their all in the service of America.
In a wreath-laying ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery, President Biden stood with his head bowed and made the sign of the cross as he stood at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, and later in remarks extolled the sacrifices of the fallen for the pursuit of democracy.
We were built on an idea, the idea of liberty, an opportunity for all. We've never fully realized that aspiration of our founding, but every generation has opened the door a little wider.
This Sunday marked the sixth anniversary of the death of the president's son, Beau Biden, a veteran who died of brain cancer. I'm Jennifer King.
One person was killed, six others wounded in a late-night shooting Friday night in the Miami area. Early yesterday morning, two people were killed and more than 20 others wounded when three people got out of an SUV and opened fire on a crowd waiting to get into a concert at a banquet hall in another part of the Miami-Dade County. Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava tells WPLG,
"Despicable shootings in Northwest Dade and in Wynwood are acts of shameful acts of violence that have left innocent people dead and injured. In total, over 30 people shot and three dead so far."
Police say they need help from the public to find those responsible for the shootings. Two men are dead, two more injured when a man opened fire early this morning on a crowded Houston nightclub. Houston Police Chief Troy Finner says investigators are trying to confirm that the gunman was among those who died in the shooting and if he was fatally shot by an off-duty sheriff's deputy working security. He says police will review video from inside the club, which was crowded and dark. Finner adds one man was hospitalized in critical condition. The other is in stable condition. This is AP News. Texas House Democrats walk out on the last night of the regular legislative session, blocking passage of a restrictive voting rights bill for now. AP's Julie Walker reports.
The revolt was one of Democrats' biggest protests to date against GOP efforts nationwide to impose stricter voting laws, and they used the spotlight to urge President Biden to act. Representative Trey Martinez Fisher says the nation is watching and waiting.
We need a national response. Federal voting
rights. Biden on Saturday called the bill an assault on democracy. Republicans added language to the measure that could have made it easier for a judge to overturn an election and eliminated some voting hours, among other things. Governor Abbott expects lawmakers to finish the job during a special session, but did not set a date. I'm Julie Walker.
Russia is forming 20 new military units to counter what it claims is a growing threat from NATO. The Russians also claim the U.S. is flying more bombers near its borders. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.